Discord and desperation almost ended the Battle of Talon. The Governor Militant's death cracked the old fractures in the Loyalists' wide. Though Delisarius had not been their leader, he had been a pivot around which the battle moved, a stone that even the wildest currents of dissent had to flow around. Now he was gone, and every officer, hetman, demi-admiral, commander, and captain saw the future differently. Some wanted to withdraw forces from the planet entirely and make the battle one fought in the void alone. Others wanted to attack the sightless Warren immediately. Others argued for a return to the hit-and-run tactics of the battle's early phases. The leaders of some factions did not even venture an opinion on a combined strategy. They simply began to take action. Myrmidax Cravitas Beta Prime left the surface, their landing craft swarming up into the high atmosphere to create footholds in the charred remains of dead ships and gutted weapon platforms. A ragged company of war machines took to the world above and began attacking any other machines they came across. Mesukon, Cyrodiil, Count of House Megron, formed a banner of 15 knights and struck to the southern polar marches in search of enemies. And more went their own ways, either to a battlefield of their own making or to a grave made by their willfulness. And the arguments raged on, echoing in the command chambers of the fortress shelters and across the vox connecting them. For some, the conviction that they were right drove them to argue. For others, the fears inside led them to see death and failure in every alternative put in front of them. One man ended the discord. He was called Gorn. He had come to Talon with the rank of general, but for years had nothing to command. Caught on Talon when Horus's rebellion ignited, he had waited as the war ignored him. Then the Iron Warriors had come and given him a war. In the days which followed the bombardment, Gorn had been amongst the first to contact other shelters and to begin to coordinate a response. His name was known by all, as was his reputation. A hard man, they said. Hard to like and harder not to respect. He had taken to the surface 30 times, returning each time with at least one personal machine kill. A breach failure in one of those sorties had gouged scars across his jaw and down his neck. He had said nothing throughout the long hours of argument. The best accounts agree that he broke that silence with three words.
Horus will win.
At first, few heard him, and those that did discarded his words. Later, there would be as many different accounts of what happened next as there were war machines on Talon. A few say he drew his weapon. Some even say he killed the next three people who spoke.
Horus will win, he shouted.
Silence echoed after those words, and after a lone minute of shock, he spoke into that silence.
We will fail. Talon will fall. Traitors and rebels will pour through this gate to terror, and Horus will win this war. He will win, and his victory will begin because here on this world we failed. That is certainty. That is undoubtable truth, if we allow it to be. We end this here. We have that power. We simply have lacked the will.
When challenged on how victory could be achieved, Gorn is said to have pointed up to the shelter's ceiling, and beyond that to the sky of the land above.
The heavens are clear. We bring all of our strength to the surface, all of it, no matter the cost. We drown this world in iron. We force the Lord of Iron to meet us up there in the open.
Why would he do such a thing? A voice asked.
Because once he sees what we are doing, he will see a chance to break us utterly. He will see a chance for victory, and a chance of defeat if he does not.
Objections came, declarations of madness, of foolish bravado, of the logistical elements which would mean that armies of that size could not be controlled effectively, how there would not be enough supplies to keep them in the field for more than a few days, and the muttered dismissals and words of disbelief swelled. Then one voice asked a different question. Where? Asked someone. Where would you make this battle? And, as though they had suddenly been captivated by the dream of an end, the commanders of Talarn waited for Gorn to answer. Gorn indicated the great flat expanse at the heart of Talarn's northern continent.
Kediv, he said. On the plains of Kediv.